97% humidity is what I don't like.
A little sticky out there to go fishing, but nevertheless.
Yeah, that's right. So your trivia question was, do you need a trout stamp or permit to catch trout during free fishing weekend?
I really thought you were trying to pull a fast one on me, but apparently the answer is no.
That is correct. Yes, it says that nobody needs a fishing license or a trout permit during free fishing weekend, which is noon, Friday, June 12th to Sunday midnight, June 14th.
Right.
Okay, so, but when it comes to trout, remember the new trout regulations on the White River, from Norfolk Access down to the Arkansas Highway 58 Bridge at Guyon, anglers may keep either, now this is where it gets confusing, either two rainbow trout under 14 inches or one rainbow trout under 14 inches and one of the following, one rainbow or brook trout over 14 inches or one brown, cutthroat, or tiger trout over 24 inches. So
you don't have to have the trout stamp or the license, but you do have to adhere to all the regs.
That is correct. And that's the point of all that, is to make sure that you still know the regulations and the limits when you go trout fishing or even any other fishing. So let's talk about the classes coming up at the Nature Center. These are some of the neatest classes. When I looked this up, I went, wow, this is pretty cool. First of all, on June 4th, not too far away, at 1 p.m., we're going to do Duck Calling 101.
Have you ever been to a duck calling class?
I have not.
Can you do that?
I bet I might go to this one. It's called Duck Calling 101 on June 4th at 1 o'clock at the Forest Elwood Crawley's Ridge Nature Center. And it says the program is recommended for ages 10 and above, and registration is required. All materials will be provided. And what they usually do, you'll end up with a duck call before you leave there.
Yeah.
Okay? So put that on your calendar. But then...
That's this Thursday.
This Thursday. Yeah. Then on this Friday, June 5 at 9:30, they're going to do Beginning Fishing 101. Let's go fishing at Access 5 at the Craighead Forest Park. We will be there with poles and bait. So you don't even... You just go. They have the poles and the bait from 9:30 to 11. This is for 15 and younger, and adults 65 and older. So that's on June 5, Friday, 9:30 a.m., you Fishing 101. But don't go away. Here's Beginning Handgun 101 on June 6th at 9 a.m. at the Nature Center. This course will be great for an introduction into firearms for the beginner, or even a nice refresher for those who are out of the habit. That's what it says. All supplies will be provided. The course is recommended for those 16 and above, and registration is required. The completion of hunter education is strongly encouraged.
Of course.
Okay, so there's another class on June 6th, and then don't go away. June 25, Deer Calling 101. Now, yes, you can call deer.
I didn't know you could call deer.
You can call deer, yes. And that's at 1 o'clock on June 25. And it says, from the first note of the call to the final shear in the pan, join us for Field to Fork. Okay. And so that's on June 25 at 1 o'clock. So there are four classes at the Nature Center, all with deer calling, duck calling, beginning fishing, handgun, all 101.
Now, this is going to sound naive, but what does a deer call sound like?
Oh, they have grunt calls. Wheeze calls, all kind of calls. They do make...
So it is kind of the snorts and things like that.
That's correct.
All right. That makes sense.
Yes, and I know people that are really good at doing that, and they can call deer in as well as using antlers, you know, clacking antlers together. That's another good thing to do. Yeah, okay. So let's talk about... The wildlife management area deer permits that are now, it's time to apply.
Right.
You know, began June 1. Now, these are for modern gun, alternative firearm, your favorite thing, archery, and youth hunts on all the wildlife management.
Still the muzzle-loading season in my mind.
Muzzle-loading season, that's right. You know what's neat about this thing? When you go to the Game and Fish Commission's webpage and click on apply for your wildlife management deer permit, there's a little button up there, and what comes up is a chart that tells you what your odds are. I thought this is neat. It tells you what your odds are to get each permit.
Really?
Yes, they have got this down. They have figured this out. So, okay, so you begin applying on June 1. Well, that's already here. And you can apply till midnight on July 1 for, as I said, modern gun, alternative firearm, archery, and youth hunts on each of the wildlife management areas. Now, it says applicants must be submitted online. Each person may submit one application for each type of hunt. So you can actually apply for more than one as well. Okay. And so applicants are required to put up a $5 non-refundable fee as and permit winners will be notified by email. Okay. So it's time to apply for all those nice places that you can hunt on wildlife management areas.
And they are nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah. It's a neat thing. And I thought that chart was really neat when I looked at that chart. I said, well, it even tells you your odds of getting this permit if you apply.
Kind of combining game and fish with the lottery folks over there, aren't we? Here are your odds.
They need a chart like that for the elk permit.
Well, your odds of getting that elk permit are small.
0.0001 probably, you know. So, but anyway.
Okay, but somebody's going to get one.
Okay, free fishing weekend. Don't forget we have that coming up. Residents and non-residents may fish from Friday, June 12th at noon until midnight, Sunday, June 14th, without a fishing license or trout permit. You know, regulations for Arkansas waters apply. Daily limits, slot, and length limits also all apply. And don't forget about the fishing derbies that they're going to have on Joe Hogan, which is down at Lone Oak, and at William Donovan, which is up there in Corning. Those all begin on Saturday, June 13th at 8 a.m. and run to noon. Take the kids to one of these. I guarantee you they will catch more than their limit, but they'll only be allowed to keep three. You know, but that's a great thing to go do. So don't forget about Free Fishing Weekend coming up Friday, June 12th to Sunday midnight, June 14th. Well, today is really easy when it comes to knowing what times to go fishing because you can just go all day. But if you want to know what the Salooner calendar says, well, Stubbs Hope and Center's best fishing times for Tuesday, June 2nd. Sunrise was at 5:51. Sunset will be at 8:17 this evening. The best times to fish today will be, 7 to 9 a.m., not far away.
30 minutes.
Don't go far, because then at noon to 2 p.m. today as well.
Just pack a lunch.
You pack a lunch and be out there. So, good time, good day to go fishing.
Going to be nice out. Yeah. All right. We'll see you back here Thursday,
I guess. I'll be back Thursday.